It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 325. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please remember to visit the main website at miketechshow.com. For everybody joining the chat and live right now, I'm starting early because I have power problems in the area where there's a terrible storm. And I've lost power three times in the last 2 hours. So while I have the power, I'm just jumping on and getting the show recorded and in the can. I want to thank everybody who's joining me early. I really appreciate it. You can email me questions or suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. I have a lot to talk about for the show tonight. Fios, the project I'm doing for the workstation rollout. My favorite Firefox plugin is going away. And then lots and lots of email and questions. So let's get started. The reason I think GoToMeeting is one of the best online services to hold meetings is because you can join in seconds. There's no complicated setups. Attendees don't even need an account. You can share keyboard and mouse control or switch presenters. It is easy to record meetings. It has integrated audio and also voice over IP is supported. Everybody can just go to gotomeeting.com and simply join your meeting. You can try it free for 30 days, but you have to visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcast. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcast to get your free 30-day trial. Give a listen, depending on when you hear this. If you're in the Philadelphia area, definitely going to want to check out PodCamp Philly. I'm working this weekend. I cannot attend. Give a listen.
Hi, this is Paul Muller from the Caffeination Podcast. I wanted to tell you about a fantabulous event coming up here in the fall. That's October 2nd and 3rd for people with calendars handy. It's called PodCamp Philly. Now, it's not just about podcasting. It's also about digital and social media and how we use it in our everyday lives. That's everything from blogging to business and beyond. So join us on October 2nd and 3rd at Temple University for PodCamp Philly. Learn something, share something, join the event, and join the discussion. PodCamp Philly, this unconference is for you.
Thank you, Paul, for sending that. The first thing on the agenda here, very, very sad news, and I have never seen so much email regarding this because you all know that Xmarx is one of my favorite Firefox plugins. I received email from all my clients because they were notified. Everybody who is registered for Xmarx, you received the notification. And if you didn't receive it and you're using it or even are thinking about using it, they are going to be shutting down. And they say, "Dear Xmarx user, we've always said we won't email you unless it's important. This is one of those occasions. Xmarx will be shutting down our free browser synchronization services on January 10th, 2011. For details on the transition to recommended alternatives, consult," and they have a page. For the full story behind the Xmarx shutdown, they have a blog post. Thank you for being part of the Xmarx community, blah, blah, blah. All right. Many, many of you have emailed me about this, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Also, think about this. Clients emailed me because I have pushed the word of Xmarx. I like Xmarx so much that if they had charged money to subscribe, I absolutely would have paid. I mean, I would have paid a nominal fee or whatever was reasonable to continue this. So I'm very disappointed that they didn't at least try for to make this profitable by sending out an email. How much would you pay? Would you pay $5 a month? Would you pay $2 a month? What would you, you know, get an idea and try to make this work. I hope someone takes the baton and with a paid service, a way that they can make money, continue the endeavors of Xmarks, or at least how Xmarks worked, which was if you're not familiar with Xmarks, it synchronizes your browser bookmarks and all of your passwords, everything to do with your favorites, and you can do this between multiple machines. So every time I had a new machine, I would fire up Firefox and I would sync. That would be the first plugin that I would add. Then I would also, you could sync between different browsers. So it's really incredible add-in. And it's unfortunate that they're going away. So let's talk about what are the options. If you take a look, there's going to be the first link tonight is Xmarks Sync to be discontinued. And then they have pages for alternatives. I don't know of one that will work across browsers, but the first one that I'm interested in is the Firefox Sync. That is also going to be a link for tonight, and it's a free Firefox Sync add-on. I'm going to test it out and see this weekend, and let's see what happens, and then I'll report back on that next week. I'm looking for alternatives and recommendations. So here's what I want to know. If you have a favorite synchronization other than Xmarks that you're using that you like, I want you to write in, tell me the browser, tell me how long you've been using it, and give me the pros and cons, okay? Does it cost money? Is it free? I would, you know, really appreciate that. Winston just put a link in the chat from Lifehacker about continuing on with alternatives from, for Xmarks. So we're going to have a lot of links over the next couple weeks, and we're going to need a consensus as who will bring up the torch for Xmarks, and hopefully we can find someone as good. For something like this, if it's that good, let's hope they have a model where they can make money, that they can stay in business. Let's hope that their model isn't intrusive on us, it's not too expensive, or it's so bad that, you know, there's so many ads they're throwing at us that you just can't handle it. So hopefully we'll have somebody with a reasonable business model that they can make some money and offer a good service. Now, Winston just put in they're setting up for a premium service. It's a pledge bank that they're looking for money. Now, that I'm leery of. What if they can't get enough pledges to go forward with the premium service? That scares me. As much as I want to pay money, now I may throw $10 at it, knowing that, hey, you know what? I could be losing that $10. And maybe it might help make them turn enough of a profit to keep going. It's interesting that I really want to support them, but I would hope that they would have a business plan that's a commitment to taking Xmarks and making it a profitable entity. And they calculate how many people that they need as premium subscribers, and they keep us posted of that, rather than just begging for a one-time shot of money and hoping that they're going to get it. I'm one of the ones that I've used it so much, $10 is worth the risk. $49 may not be worth the risk, okay? So let's see if they can get and keep the premium services going. Certainly, I'm the first to want to support it. Second on my topic is my Fios. Because of Red in the chat telling me he just got Fios installed a couple weeks ago and he had phenomenal upload and download speed with his new install, I decided to call Verizon and see what's up with some of my services. I called Verizon because I noticed a couple high-def channels disappearing from my subscription. And that is because the plans changed and they kind of messed around with the different high-def packages. And so I lost a couple high-def channels. So first I inquired about the high-def channels, and they said, the gentleman, very, very nice person, he said, Mr. Smith, we can redo your plan for your high def package, and that will get you everything. And I was like, no problem. Let's work out the numbers, because they know what I'm paying per month. And then they know what, you know, what I have. And the next thing I said, I would also like to inquire about getting the faster internet connection. And he said, that's exactly was my next question. We'd like to redo your entire account. Now, to do that, this was a Friday. He said, I can get you everything. And this was after a few minutes and talking and crunch numbers. He said, I can get you a full HD, every single channel that we have, every premium channel that we offer, the NFL Red Zone. I'm not a big football fan. You know, I get the Red Zone. And we can give you 35 meg down, 35 meg up for your internet connection. And then, of course, unlimited telephone, like I've always had. But now there's extra digital services. So I was waiting that whole weekend. As a matter of fact, it was the weekend that Winston was out at my house where we were doing the SBS migration. He said, you have to live without your premium channels for the weekend. But Monday morning, before you wake up, those services will be available. And for all of this, you're saying, well, how much more am I going to pay? Well, they lowered my monthly bill by $60. I'm not kidding. By getting more high-def channels, higher upload, higher download, and more phone services, and we lowered my bill $60. A lesson to be learned here. When I was done with the person writing up this order and helping me, he said, Mr. Smith, have I exceeded your expectations? What could I say? But absolutely. I said, bring on that customer satisfaction survey, because I can't wait to give him the highest number that I can. And that is the way, that is the absolute way to handle customer service, to handle a customer. Has he exceeded my expectations? That was incredible. And of course he did. And I was so happy. Now I couldn't wait for the services. So this is Friday. So Monday morning, we're getting ready to head over to my client. I wake up, I shower, I get dressed because I seen an email that everything was activated. I come downstairs and the first thing I do is I go to speedtest.net. And I want to know how much. It was like I was a kid in Christmas morning. I got unbelievable. It was 45 down I was getting and 35 up. I can't believe it. And we lowered my monthly bill. Doesn't get any better than that. Now, I know this sounds like an incredible commercial for Verizon. But you know what? If you get the right person at Comcast, the same thing can happen. It all depends on the individual that you get, how he's willing to work with you, and what he's willing to do to fit you into something that gets you where you want to be and the price you want. And it's really just a matter of both of the companies, I believe, can do this. And I happen to get lucky to get a great representative, an account rep on the phone that just was excellent. So the bottom line, I know, speaking from experience here, if you have Fios and you have the 20 down, 5 up, call. Let them redo the account. That's great. They treated me like a new customer. One of the things why I'm saving so much money, the triple play for the maximum of everything is like $139 a month. But for 12 months, they can give me a $40 discount. So I said, well, what happens after the 12 months? He says, well, right before that's up, you call again and we redo it. I was like, okay, cool. So I know in less than a year from now, I got a call. And so you have to play the game. And if you play it well and leverage, you know, if you're calling Comcast and Verizon's in your area, you know, you politely leverage the competition. Don't lie because they know. I'm going to tell a little story and I think they're going to be, I hope Comcast doesn't get mad. My son, works for Comcast, but when someone calls and you are in a Fios competitive area, a little voice comes on his headset and says, customer is in a Fios competitive area. So they know right away whether the competition is there at your area or not. So if it is, then you can leverage them. And I think vice versa. If you're Comcast, leverage Fios, Fios, leverage Comcast. And you should be doing this to always maximize your services, lower your bill. And I hope that some of you who are very satisfied with your whole setup and you never would have thought of calling them, call them and see if you can get more services and reduce your bill. It can happen. And so hopefully that's what came out of this. And certainly if you want more of those premium channels, they can put you into a package that can get you a lot of services. This weekend, I have a large workstation rollout that is with the client that had the server migration. And before this week, the main thing I've been doing is getting ready and preparation by going over all of the client software installs, because now I'm upgrading everybody to Windows 7 Ultimate 64-bit. What about printers? What about applications where, yes, we did the server already, but can the client work on Windows 7 64-bit? So the last 2 weeks, what I've been doing is beating up the client apps on a couple test workstations, and we have been successful. So tomorrow night, Ryan and Michael, two of my sons, are going to help me tomorrow night as we begin copying some of the data from the workstations up to the server. Then we're going to replace the systems with the new systems. Then we're going to come back in Saturday morning, my oldest son, Michael, and I, because Ryan has to work at his regular job, and we're going to start copying the files back. And then I've already did the base software install on all of the workstations. Now it's just customizing certain apps for certain users, and I have a chart on which ones need which app. All of the software is staged on the server. I will report back next week on how we made out over this weekend, but I predict a successful weekend because I've did all the planning that I possibly could do. And certainly we're going to run into some things that were unplanned and we had no idea we were going to hit. That always happens. And when it does, I'll deal with it, roll with it, and try to solve it before Monday morning. And then Monday morning, I'll be on site with my client, making sure if there's any issues, if there's any problems with anybody, I'm right there on the spot to do all the hand-holding that I have to. Now, Winston's in the chat listening, and I want to repeat something that I have not had a chance to tell him again. I was over my client all day yesterday doing a lot of prep work, and Pat, who you've heard us talk about, one of the owners, she came over to me, and she's just grinning ear to ear. She's all smiles and reported on, you know, what I had accomplished today. And she says, this is going so smooth and I am so happy. I said, compare this to the other install. She says, there is no comparison. They've done migrations like this in the past. And she says, there is no comparison. She says, the server was perfect because of you and Winston. And then she said, the workstations, I know they're going well right now because I know they're in good hands. They're in your hands. I tell you, I can't get a compliment bigger than that from a customer. And that's what you want. You want to build customers for life. You want to build customers that they can't think of doing anything technology related without bringing you to the table. Because they trust you, because they put their IT in your hands. And when someone does that, you got to care for it like it's your baby, like it's your child. You got to feed it, take care of it. You got to make sure that all of its wants and needs are being satisfied. And that's what you have to do with all of your customers. And I guarantee you, if you take that approach, you will be successful, because that is the key to success. And it's keeping your clients happy. You've heard me spout on about this over and over in the past, but and I will do it again because it requires repeating. Just like that Verizon customer rep on the phone with me, making me a happy customer, and look what I do. He had no idea he was talking to someone that's going to be telling thousands of people that story. But that's what happens. You never know who you're dealing with. You never know who you're talking to. Sometimes when it's these quick one questions or something happening, treat everybody like they're the most important thing to you. Take care of them, solve their problem, and you will be successful. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what you're doing. You apply that strategy, you will be successful. Now, let's get to some email, because I've been neglecting that for a while. So this is an email from longtime listener, Patrick Boyle. And he says, looks like one less option to keep the bad guys out of some computers. Microsoft withdrawals steady state. I'm going to have a link. And that's sad because I know a lot. I have not used steady state, but I know a lot of you have. And steady state is like a quick Windows environment that you can completely redo if something goes wrong or if it gets infected or one of your kids blows something up. Steady State had a lot of good press and a lot of good reviews, and I'm sorry to see Microsoft abandoning that. This is from Paul, and he is from San Antonio, Texas. I wanted to respond to your listeners' questions regarding how to connect network printers at startup in a Windows 7 environment. My response is in the form of a video tutorial, and I forwarded this on to Red, but I don't think I talked about it and put the link in the show notes. So I know it won't come across well on your audio podcast, and it's almost 10 minutes long, so you may decide not to play it on your live Ustream broadcast either, but maybe you can just give out the URL in case listeners want to view it on their own time. Thanks for all your hard work, Mike. This is great. This is from Paul. Thank you. And I will have this link to the 10-minute video on Windows 7 printer issues and how to connect network printers at a startup in a Windows 7 environment. And this is from Rod, and it's True Crypt question about show 321. Mike, I truly enjoy your show and have listened to all your podcasts. I was listening to podcast number 321 regarding encryption, and my ears perked up when you asked Winston about booting a live CD such as Bart PE, but accessing the full disk encrypted True Crypt volume. The answer was something like hit F10 at the boot partition loader to enter the password and pass the access to the bootable CD to access the encrypted hard drive. I have been playing with a spare computer trying to get that procedure to work, but I don't see an F10 option or any other way to get this to work. The drive encrypts properly, and I can access it when I supply the password, YubiKey, but the other options I have at boot, the only other option is to hit escape to skip the authentication, in which it just errors out saying, error, no bootable partition found. I have Googled for the answer, and I can't seem to find one. I understand that I have the option of using True Crypt on a portable app, but I really want to be able to pass the unencrypted hard drive to a bootable CD without using a portable app. Winston sounded very confident that this does work. Was there something I missed to provide that option when I was encrypting the drive? What if I missed any ideas? Thanks for everything you do, Rod. Rod, I will forward this on to Winston, and I should have done it before the show tonight, but I didn't review all the email for this. What I will do is forward this to him and get some feedback and then try to answer your question. If anyone else has any comments to his question about trying to start a BART PE session but be able to access an encrypted volume, it's a good question. That's why I brought that up in the the discussion on that Saturday with Keith and Winston. Let me know. Give me your feedback, and we'll see if we can solve it. That's it for the tech content, but I have some independent music for tonight. I haven't had music in the last few shows. This was sent to me by Barbara, Citizen X, in the chat, and she asked me if I could play one of the songs from this artist whose name, who's known as Fusion Mike. And I'm going to have a link to his Twitter page. The song that I'm playing is Dreaming Clear. The mix isn't the greatest mix. Now remember, this is an independent artist, but he has a really good voice, and it's worth your attention. So give a listen, and then I will be back to wrap up.
The world spins while I'm sleeping, petrified when I'm awake. My dreams, they keep me waiting as the fall of light rolls in.
Mike and the song Dreaming Clear, and I will have a link to his website and check it out. He's got a really good voice, but he does need some help in the post-production area. But you know what? Someone with a voice like that, they will find a home in the record industry or the studio somewhere where they can get some quality output. With that, I want to thank everybody who has been supporting the show and downloading the show. Don't forget to continue to use my Amazon link. Thank you so much. This month has been the best month I've seen all year. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much for continuing to use that. And also, all of the other links, if you need the videos to learn how to repair notebooks or the videos for how to set up that tech website or the computer business kit, because maybe you're setting up a business and I know all of you are still continuing to buy that, please use my links on the left-hand side. I really appreciate it. That's it. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.